said, hey, tell me what did it say? Did you even take the time to open your mind and listen to me?
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. And that is a song called Hey by El Casaza, who is hosting an album release party and a show this Saturday, December 3rd at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 9:30 and it's $10 to get in. And we're going to talk with El right now. We welcome her to the show. Hello, El.
Hey, how are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Awesome. So you're playing Martyrs on Saturday. Are you excited about that?
Oh, very excited.
Yeah.
I love that club.
So. Yeah, it's a great place. So let's get your background. Where are you from, Elle?
Originally, I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, but I've been in Chicago for the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What brought you down to Chicago?
I ended up coming to Chicago for college to study vocal jazz and pop music at the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, did you always want to sing? Were you singing when you were a little kid and everything?
Yeah, I was. It's actually pretty goofy. I got asked to join my youth choir, like my temple youth choir, when I was 8. And I was like, well, I like singing Hakuna Matata. So I'll join. It was my reasoning. And I was, the second I started, I was bit. I didn't necessarily know what I was going to sing, but I knew I wanted to sing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I grew up mostly doing like a ton of musicals and all that jazz.
Do you have any favorite musical theater parts that you've played? What are some of your favorites?
Way back in the day, it was Joe March and Little Women, which was like dream. It was like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was then.
Yeah. Now, do you come from a musical family? Do your parents, your family, siblings, do they play music? Do they sing?
Well, no. My dad, my grandma was the big musical one. She was always so happy because I'm the youngest of her grandchildren, and I was the only one who turned out to have any musical capabilities, but my dad's a huge like music collector, and just like our basement is full of old tapes and CDs, and he's always listening to like weird stuff, which is cool.
Well, give me some of the stuff that he liked and some of the stuff that you were turned on to by your dad.
He just had everything, but I remember like when I was really little we were listening to the Cranberries a lot, which was great. I just remember my dad also is like a big Beatle fan, which of course he bestowed upon me. And I remember like as a 5-year-old, like in the car with him singing like, I just shot John Lennon.
Yeah.
That song and like all that good stuff.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one that I can remember off the top of my head.
Now, what's the music scene like in Ann Arbor? Do you ever get back there now that you're performing?
On occasion, I've gone and toured there. It's, you know, it's a local indie scene kind of thing, which is pretty cool. But I don't know it too well since I haven't been there since I've been doing the whole music scene. But every time I've performed there, it's been a blast.
Mm-hmm. And so when did you went to school? And before you went to school to study it, did you write music at all?
You know, I always wanted to write music when I was younger, but I was such a perfectionist. And since I didn't really know what I was doing, I was like, no, I'll wait. I was like, I'll go and learn at college.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't write too much until probably my sophomore year of college, when I kind of had an understanding of how everything worked theory wise.
And what did you enjoy your time at college?
Oh yeah, it was difficult. It was conservatory lifestyle.
Yeah,
but it was really, I learned like so much. It was so beneficial, and my teachers were great. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear a song in full off of the new album called "Too Bad." I watched the video, and the video is very amusing, Elle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, where did you shoot it? Where did you guys shoot that?
We shot that at two primary locations, one of them being my very own apartment. That kitchen you see is mine in the video. and then we also went to Montrose Beach, and we did a lot of it on the pier there, and then we did some of it in that, like, nature reserve in the area, which is funny because it was, like, pouring rain that day when we shot it, but we made it work.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool, and the song is great, and I can't wait for people to hear it. So tell me about, like, okay, you get out of school. Did you want to start a band immediately? Was it something that you wanted to get into? And did you decide to stay in Chicago because you had such a good time at school?
Yeah, I actually kind of started the band. I want to say my, like, senior year, I kind of started sowing the seeds of the band probably that year. And by the end of the year, I had released an EP. I knew, like, while I was in school, I was like, this is something I want to do, and I'm going to start now while I'm a senior. I just ended up staying here because, I mean, I love my band members who are here. They're, like, amazing, and I love the scene here. It's, like, really very family. It feels like a little family, the scene here. Everyone, like, knows each other.
Yeah. So the people that you recruited while you were in college, are they still your bandmates?
Yeah, my guitarist, John Gould, and my drummer, Jared Kleinstein, are all the way back from college.
Oh, that's great. And how many people how many people total in the band?
Well, the core band, there's four. Well, there's five of us if you include me, bass, drums, guitar, keys. But, like, at Martyrs, I'm going to add two background singers and three horn players because that's, you know, we're going big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's in the song we're going to play, that you're going to need that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, now, besides the record collection that your dad had, what were major influences on you as a singer? Who did you admire when you were growing up as a singer?
I'd say my biggest one, probably, like, when I was like, oh, yeah, I want to do other stuff that's not just musicals, because I was very into those for a while.
Sure, sure.
I definitely would say Sarah Bareilles and Amy Winehouse were, like, two female singers I listened to nonstop, as well as Freddie Mercury and the band Queen, who I, like, developed an unhealthy obsession with when I was 14.
There's nothing unhealthy about an obsession with Queen, Elle. And, in fact, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Freddie Mercury was the greatest vocalist in rock history. Then
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember, you know, when he passed away, you know, and the band said that they were going to continue. I was like, you can't. They brought in Paul Rogers, who is a different kind of vocalist, obviously, than Freddie Mercury, because nobody could really replace Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just amazing.
Yeah.
So those were some of your influences vocally, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So tell me about when you first started the band. What were some of your gigs like?
Oh, they were precious memories I'll keep forever.
Yeah.
You know, they were like some divey bars. I had, like, no idea what I was doing, but I was like, we're going to do this. And, you know, a lot of covers were thrown in at the time. I had probably maybe six songs under my belt that I had written and, like, flushed out with the band. But I was like, we can do these hour-long sets. No problem. Because, you know, you got to be a go-getter.
Yeah. Tell me, Elle, what were some of the covers that you did?
Let's see. We did Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. What else did we do? We did White Rabbit. I know. We kind of went all over the place. Oh, God, what else are there? It feels like it was so long ago.
Yeah.
Even though it was only 2013. But those are the two. I really wanted to do this Feist cover of called When I Was a Young Girl, but we never ended up doing that because it's kind of a goofy arrangement.
Okay. All right. And so you started writing songs. How long before you put out an EP?
I want to say within, like, 2 years. I put out that first EP, and... yeah, it probably took about 2 years to get five songs that I was like, yeah, I love these. And I hadn't even thought of doing an EP until a friend of mine, like, my senior year, like, you should do that, you know, that. And I was like, yeah, I should do that.
So what's your writing process like, Elle?
Oh, it varies, but I'd say the first step of it is I'll be walking somewhere on the streets of Chicago and a song, like an idea will pop into my head, like maybe a 5-second melody with some words. And I instantly go and record it on my phone and I look at it later. So when I come back to looking at that, like, little fragment of a song, I kind of try to like get the section done, and then I kind of go section by section once I find the theme, you know, because it's kind of that first melody kind of just gets everything going, and I can figure out the chords, but that first melody is key.
Do you write on guitar or piano or what?
Both. You know, keep it interesting.
Okay.
Different stuff for different instruments.
It's interesting how, you know, I've had a lot of musicians and stuff on the show, and it's so crazy now how technology has changed not just the recording process, obviously, but the songwriting process. You're talking about how you sing into your phone, or you know play a melody into your phone. Nobody could ever do that, like even 10 years ago. That wasn't even a thing.
I know. It's a godsend.
Do you like recording?
Yeah. You know, it's a very different process from live. I have learned to like it. When I first started recording way back in 2013, I had some issue with it just because it's like it's such a weird experience because I'm so used to singing in front of people. Mm-hmm. But now I've really learned to like love it, and it's its own style of singing, I almost feel like, you know.
Yeah,
because you're trying to just get everything just right. But I've really learned to like it, and it's really fun to kind of hear how it morphs from this like little idea to this full-blown extravaganza.
And it's a completely, obviously it's a completely different different process. Yeah, I mean, I would assume, Elle, that you prefer the performance part, the live part.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah,
I won't lie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did musical theater, so that's why I would just assume. How much of that influences you, like in your performance style, the fact that you come from the world of musical theater, and does it influence? It obviously probably influences the way you perform, but does it influence the way you write?
No. I actually, when I went to college, they kind of like were like, you're not doing that anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. in kind words.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I really, you know, I've really distanced myself from it. I would say it definitely influenced the way I'm like on stage because I like to interact
with
people.
Sure.
But I think it was like a beneficial thing to do, and it was really fun. But yes, I definitely think it has influenced like how I interact and kind of work on the stage. But writing wise, it hasn't really crept its head in.
Right. Okay. All right. Listen, Elle, hang on. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break here. This is Elle Casaza, and she's hosting a record release party for her new CD. And it's going to be this Saturday, December 3rd at Martyrs at 3855 North Lincoln, a really great place. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 9:30, and it costs $10. You can check out information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. We'll talk more with Elle and then hear a really great song, which I heard earlier and watched the video for, from the CD called Too Bad. And you'll get a taste of what it's like to see and to listen to Elle Casaza. All right. And all that is coming up right after we take this break here on 720 WGN.
It's like cooking, gotta give it time. You gotta let it sizzle.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Coming up after 3 o'clock, more music talk and more music with Great Moments in Vinyl. They will be performing on Friday at Martyrs, paying tribute to the Rolling Stones, and we'll talk to those guys coming up after 3 o'clock. That was Elle Casaza. She is also going to be performing at Martyrs on Saturday for her album release party. It's a 21 and over show, starts at 9:30, and it's $10. That's a song called Cooking from her new CD, and we welcome Elle back. Hi, Elle.
Hey.
Tell everybody about the new album. It's called Proof, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell everybody about it.
Well, let's see what to tell. It's a culmination of some songs I wrote specifically for the album, and it's some songs that have been in the fire for maybe the past year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. I've been with my core group of guys in the band. They've been with me for about 2.5, 3 years, and you know, I really wanted to put something out there that shows who we are at this point in our musical career. Yeah. And something that really showcases these songs.
So that's cool. What are some of your favorite places that you've played out, Al?
Oh, let's see. Like I said, I love Martyrs.
Yeah, it's a great room.
Yeah, that's great. I've played at the Hideout. Really loved that place. Once we got to play at the MCA Auditorium for the Cusp Conference a couple years ago, which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Huge auditorium. Ooh, where else? Shuba's has been fun. I played there a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many great places.
Yeah, very, very cool. How long did it take you to do the album, Mel?
Well, that's a funny question. So the instrumental tracks, we basically tracked in 3 days. So all the backing tracks with you know, keys, bass, guitar, et cetera. Those took 3 days. We went into the studio 3 days, boom. We added some we had maybe a day or two with overdub on the guitar. It's just everything was very spread out. Everything was done quick. It just, the year, it took some time. I was, at the time of recording the album, I was working 6 days a week, so I'd have to find one day off, like a few hours to go in and try to, you know, crank a song out. Yeah. But we started in the very end of 2015 and we finished in about June of just recording. And then we got to the mixing process a little later.
Okay. So a little bit less than a year, a little less than a year altogether.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, before we play a song, I always ask two questions of musicians and singers and songwriters when I have them on. What was the first album you ever bought, Al?
I am pretty sure that the first album I bought with my own hard-earned money from allowance was Millennium by the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah! All right. Yeah. And, first concert you ever went to?
The first concert I have recollection of going to, aside from like a kids concert, was my friend's 11th birthday party. We went and saw Avril Lavigne.
All right.
Pretty exciting for 11-year-old me.
Absolutely. Okay, well, this song that we're going to play is called Too Bad. Is there anything you want to say about it?
You know, it's just a fun song about a situation that I made up in my head.
All right, and it is a fun song, and I really enjoyed the video as well. And this is from the album Proof. It's called Too Bad. And we're going to play the song right now. So let's hear it. This is Too Bad by El Casaza.
Too late. bad. It's so, so sad. I feel bad for you.
There you go. It's a great song, Al.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really, really great. And you'll play that and a ton of other songs on Saturday night, December 3rd at Martyrs, which is at 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. It was really nice to talk to you, Elle, and have a great time on Saturday, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That's Elle Casaza, everybody. And you can see her on Saturday night at Martyrs. Okay, take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.